TalkRadio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world. How you doing?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. To the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host,
Dear Kitty. Dear Kitty.
Got to say, please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Now, I've heard it said a few times by a couple of different people that maybe I have a big ego. As good as I am, I should have the biggest ego on the planet. Hell, after all, I am that damn good.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
WildTalkRadio.com. We are back and we are celebrating WrestleMania by the Rack Does WrestleMania Week.
Woo!
Doing our own special events. So thank you so much for joining us, and well, this is one of them. And as you know, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me as always is Rock. And well, I'm excited. Are you excited?
It's WrestleMania Week and we have stuff to talk about. Well, we have a big surprise for everyone. Well, it's not a surprise, but everyone should know what it is since you're listening to this. But yes, it's WrestleMania Week. Oh my God, it's WrestleMania Week. So much excitement, so much grandeur. It's WrestleMania.
And there's so much stuff, it cannot be contained on just one show. Oh no, 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 you get twice the rack this week.
Well, technically three times the rack.
Three times the rack. That's true, three times the rack, because we are having the rack extra as well.
But yeah, double the regular show because we're just that awesome.
And well, we didn't want to do a 3-hour show for WrestleMania because, well, our guest tonight deserves his own spotlight because he's just too awesome for words.
That is right. Artist extraordinaire Rob Schomburger will be joining us here in just a little while right here on The Rack. As always, you can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Linz Ward. But yes, Rob Schomburger, who will be at WrestleMania Access this weekend, will be talking all about it. Here in a little while.
Yes, he's outside Access in case anybody wants to go visit him.
I believe Kane is there one day.
Outside Access? Kane's going to be outside Access?
Yeah.
Well,
He'll be, because I believe the official setup is at the store.
Yeah.
So I think Kane is doing a signing at the store or something.
Well, maybe Kane can get his portrait painted while he
signs.
Maybe
he could.
We'll have to, you know what, we will have to tweet Rob about that.
We'll have to figure this out. We'll figure this out.
We'll see if we can make a thing happen. Although I'm sure Rob's going to be really super busy.
I think so, yeah.
Giving him more work, I imagine, is not appreciated.
But you never know. But before we get into all that, we got a couple of stories. Couple of stories to talk about tonight.
We do. The biggest one being that, well, Angelina Love is done with TNA. This is not a huge surprise, seeing as she and Davey Richards just welcomed their first child.
Yeah, while she was pregnant, her contract expired, and they sort of said, all right, we're not re-signing you, so there you go. Angelina Love is gone from TNA Wrestling again. And it appears Velvet Sky could be following her. Her contract expires in the next month, and there's talks that she may be done with TNA as well again.
Well, when your boyfriend's in WWE, you know.
You know, might want to sort of, yeah.
Think about that. So, yeah, sad to see both ladies go. They've been around since I think, 2007. They kind of helped to build the Knockouts division into what it is with the Beautiful People, the first incarnation, and they really helped to put the division on the map. So sorry to see them go, but here's hoping that they move on to bigger and better things.
Indeed, and that story was brought to us by TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. Now we transition to news from Gerwick.net and PWMania.com, and that's the WWE Global Cruiserweight Series Tournament has a little bit more news behind it as well. They're expanding to independent promotions with this whole thing,
which is freaking cool as all hell.
Yeah, they're going to be doing qualifying matches held at Evolve Wrestling, Progress Wrestling, and Revolution Pro Wrestling next month.
I'm digging it.
That's pretty cool. So they're doing a couple of those are overseas promotions in the UK. Evolve, of course, is in Florida. But yeah, they're using the independent promotions to expand on this Global Cruiserweight Series. And I think there's probably going to be a few more down the line. But that's pretty damn cool.
It is pretty damn cool. I like that they're taking this out of NXT. I like how they're making it feel like a true worldwide series. They're having it go in other promotions, which means new talent are going to get shown and get exposed to the WWE audience, which is always welcomed. And I like this plan. I like this idea. It feels big. It feels exciting. It feels important.
Right. And the other plan is to reveal more talents via the internet and social media platforms over the coming weeks ahead before they start taping in the end of June down at Full Sail University, which airing begins in July.
Yes. So, yay!
So, yes, that was news brought to us by Gerwick.net and PWMania.com. As always, this show is brought to you by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. But I say we go to break.
I agree with you. I say we go to break. And when we come back, we are going to be joined by artist extraordinaire Rob Schomburger. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments...
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. Are you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey, gang. This is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE. And I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com. We are brought to you by the fine folks over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211, and of course the great folks over at Gerwick.net. As promised, welcome back to the show for his yearly pre-WrestleMania visit, the one and only, the man in demand, Rob Schomburger. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back on the show.
Well, we're super excited to have you back, and as we said, you know, you're getting ready for WrestleMania. You're going back to WrestleMania Access. And are you excited to be returning once again this year?
I am. I'm excited with an equal amount of dread. It's a lot of work, but it's my whole life comes out different each time I do it. So it's definitely something I look forward to.
So say it's got to be a collaborative to get everything down there, because you take prints and you take original pieces and you paint a piece there. So you've got to take all your supplies. So you've got a car full of stuff to take down there. I mean, that's gotta be insane.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not too bad. A lot of it we're able to ship down ahead. A lot of it, WWE will have available for me there when I get there. But yeah, like supplies, original paintings, those come down. And well, at least I'm able to drive this year. Last year I had to fly, which was a whole other hassle getting things shipped out there.
So
driving's not too bad. Although apparently I might be going through some sort of giant wildfire to get there. But you know, hellfire and brimstone won't keep me away.
I was gonna say, yeah, you guys are dealing with the wildfires out in the Midwest.
Outside. Yeah. I'll have to drive through Kansas and Oklahoma to get down there. And apparently both those states are totally on fire right now.
Literally, not figuratively, y'all.
Yeah. but it's still a few days away, and I have good faith in fire prevention crews, so I'll make it there one way or another.
Well, we're crossing our fingers for you, because we don't want anything to happen to you, because you're just too awesome for words, so crossing the fingers
there. Thank you. You can keep trying to find words to describe how awesome I am, though. That's okay.
Okay, we'll work on that. So, as we said, you're painting at WrestleMania Access this year. Do you know where you're going to be set up yet? Are you going to be outside again, or are you actually going to be inside Access this year?
Well, I'll be outside again, which I find to be pretty great, because there's a lot of people that, for whatever reason, don't attend Access. So they're still able to come see what I'm doing and, you know, get some artwork from me without having to do Access. It's longer hours. Like I think Saturday I end up pulling like a 15-hour shift or around then,
Not
much of an exaggeration. It's you know, just so many great moments happen, and there's so much possibility being out there in the open. I look forward to it.
I was gonna say, last year you painted Randy Savage and it turned out just absolutely spectacularly. What was spectacularly is not a word. I don't know what I'm doing. But what was the general reaction to that painting? Was everybody impressed or excited for it? Or
Yeah, there was a very strong reaction. And that painting I actually did on used WWE ring canvas. So a little extra thing on there that I was able to work with them on getting that done. But a really neat moment happened when Randy's former agent, he was Randy's agent until the time of Randy's passing. I became friendly with him because he was then the Warriors agent. And, you know, so, you know, he's, you know, gone through quite a bit. But he came up with Warriors Family, and he saw the painting, which was pretty close to being done. and he just started crying.
Oh.
And he, you know, said, like, you captured it. Like, you did it. And I heard from Lanny as well that pretty much had the same response. So, you know, there's a lot of moments like that that, you know, I just always thought of him as that over-the-top character, you know, Macho Man Randy Savage. But to a lot of other people, he was their friend or family member, Randy Poffo. And being able to deliver both the experience to the fans and to the friends and family makes me really appreciate what I do.
That's wonderful to hear. And as an artist, I can only imagine that is the reaction you want, because you never want to hear somebody doesn't like it.
Right.
To have somebody come up and say you did it and you captured it and you got him, that's a wonderful response to get. And I'm curious to know what happened to the painting. Do you still have it, or did WWE keep it, or did you give it to the family?
I still have it. Haven't quite figured out what I want to do with it yet. I want it to be something special, you know, something a little bit more than just selling it to someone. You know, I want something a little bit more with that, especially because it was one of my WrestleMania pieces. I think over time, those will be seen differently than the rest of my work.
I was going to say, because you did a whole series this past year for WrestleMania.
Yeah, I was leading into last year's show. I did a separate painting of each WrestleMania and, you know, all the way through 30, and then also did a piece tied into 31 last year. And I have another one that'll debut WrestleMania weekend for 32. You know, there's just that power and magnificence to WrestleMania. And then the piece that I'm doing this year, you know, we had a lot of talks like, okay, do we want to do something tied into the Hall of Fame? Do we don't want another retrospective piece? What are we going to do here? And because, you know, I'm painting live and because it's acrylic, I don't want it to be too complex, because mm-hmm. then I won't get it done there at the show. You know, that's what we learned at 30. That piece ended up taking a month to get done.
Wow.
Yeah. So what we came up with is doing the championship main event for each WrestleMania going forward.
Oh, that'll
plan.
Be cool.
So this year it'll be Triple H and Roman Reigns, obviously. And I have it penciled out already. It's going to be pretty cool. It's integrating the WrestleMania Dallas logo into it as well. So we've got the star and a little bit of the cow horns in there.
No cowboy hats, right?
No cowboy hats. That was last year with Macho Man. Also that we were able to have that conversation that this is what they want to see going forward means, hey, at least currently they're not done with me yet.
That's got to be cool though, because you're basically WWE's artist in residence.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's pretty neat. They're the Medici family to my Leonardo, I guess.
There you go. Because, I mean, you've kind of expanded from just doing prints for their auctions to being on their WWE shop to now you're doing custom paintings for them. You've got your stuff on shirts. I mean, it's just, it's really cool to see how you've grown over the last few years with them, and just, it keeps expanding, and that's awesome, man.
Yeah. One of the bigger responses in the last year or so has been the Canvas to Canvas YouTube show that I do for them. We've, you know, like tried various things with the show, and now it's to a point where we're getting 100,000 to a quarter million views a week on it. That's better, you know, that's better than a lot of just straight up TV shows. It's definitely changed the perception of me and my work, and that those numbers are continuing to grow. You know, it's not like a fluke, like, oh, everyone liked the Roman Reigns or the Brock Lesnar painting. Like, it's a consistent thing. It's been pretty amazing.
I think it's fascinating for people to see the process and how it's all created, because you can look at it and you can go, oh, that's so cool. Just like I tweeted you about this. I have one of your Bray Wyatt prints hanging on my wall in my living room. And I love that piece. It's such a cool piece. And it's like, to get to see the canvas to canvas of it, of how you did it, is really neat, because you see the whole creative process and what really goes into making something like that. And for somebody that doesn't paint or doesn't draw and doesn't really understand how that all works, they see how complex it can be sometimes.
Yeah. A funny story about that specific piece. I ended up going way more complex on it because my wife was having her book club up at our in our home at that point, and I try to avoid that like the Black Plague. So I was like, well, let's make this one more complex. Let's put all the fireflies in the background. So I did that just to fill up time.
Do all the individual feathers and the vultures and the fireflies and him, and it's a really cool piece. I love it.
Oh, thank
you. Still have that one? Do you still have that one too?
That one sold. That one sold. Okay. Yeah.
Darn,
yeah, I put up a process shot of it on my Instagram, and one of my regular buyers bought it before it was even done. He's like, he's like, this isn't a conversation, Rob. No one else is getting this piece.
It's mine.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy then that I got the print of it because I was going to say, is it still available? No. Okay. So speaking of all the work and everything that you've done, do you have any favorite pieces that you've put together from the past year?
Yeah. Yeah. The when they announced the Warrior Award last year, I reached out to my contact in WWE because, one, I had that close connection with Warrior's family because I did the jacket that he wore in his final appearance on Raw. And I also did a as a surprise for them, a family portrait of Dana and the girls and Warrior all together. And it turned out that the photo reference that I used on that was the last photograph that was ever taken of all of them together. And they've got that hanging up in their home. They've got it at their dinner table, so they're with them every night. In addition to that, I had become friendly with the Mahalik family after, you know, just hearing Connor's amazing story. And you know, I'm in touch pretty regularly with his father, Steve. And I thought it would be a neat surprise to do a painting of Connor and Warrior together and, you know, surprise their family with that at the Hall of Fame. WWE loved the idea. They had me hiding out backstage at last year's Hall of Fame. And after Steve gave his amazing speech, accepting the award in Connor's honor, then they bring him in the back to do, you know, like a little post interview. And I come out from behind a curtain and surprise them with the painting, and Steve threw a couple things at me that, you know, one, I just feel that I really nailed that painting. But two, he said a couple things to me that reinforced why I do this whole thing. And he said that first he was able to look at this painting and see how much fun Connor was having at that time instead of seeing how sick his son was. And two, now Jackson, Connor's younger brother, has something mm-hmm. that he can always look at to remember his brother.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, that just really sweet. It set me back. And like Tom Phillips was doing the interview, and you can see him hiding back tears. You know, it became very real. And unbeknownst to me, you know, because there's just bright lights on us while we're doing that. As soon as the segment was done, they turn off the lights, and it was Vince, Triple H, and Steph were all standing there watching it, and Vince gave me a nod and went back to doing his job. And it was just a really real and special moment.
That's very, very cool. And did that lead to your appearance on Monday Night Raw?
No, that was a different story. I was going to be painting live out front of Battleground in St. Louis and had started a John Cena painting. And this happened to be right when he was about to have his final match against Kevin Owens with that just off the chain feud they were having. And WWE was, the plan was, to be doing an interview with me to promote that I was going to be out there painting live. And Kevin just happened to be walking by and thought this would be a great moment to really, you know, get our feud over, picked up my painting and destroyed it. And that was a real painting. You know, people think that this was like some kind of prop. No, it was a real painting. It was really what I was going to be out there painting. And, you know, they asked like, can we use this footage? Like, what do we do? And I'm like, this is the business, you know, go ahead and do it, you know, just trying to be professional. Luckily I had a spare canvas with me so I could, go out there and start over and do another painting. And I think, you know, cause like the next night, Brooklyn Brawler comes up to me and he's like, brother, was that supposed to happen? And I'm like, it was a real painting, Brawler. And he's like, oh, brother, like this isn't, you know, something that's supposed to happen. And I was in the back painting on that same piece and Steph and Triple H come by. They were supposed to be doing a walkthrough segment. And instead they're like, you know what, you know, with everything that happened yesterday, how about we talk to Rob. And so there I am sitting in front of 4 million people, you know, Steph and Triple H really putting over what I'm doing. And that segment led into that huge tear apart in the ring between Lesnar and Undertaker.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
You know, maybe the best moment on Raw in the last year. So it was definitely a night that was good to be seen on. So mm-hmm. It made up for that painting getting sent to another place.
I was gonna say, I don't know about you, but you're better than I am, because I probably would have like either chased him or I would have cried just from him trashing the painting right in front of me. It's like, I don't care if you trash it when I'm not there, because I'm not there, but I would have cried. But
well, you
I
can
remember.
See the look on my face. It was very real.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, what'd you do?
That dude's arms are huge, man. I'm not getting in a fight with him.
We affectionately call him Murder Bear.
He could punch right through my head, like a Brian Boland Judge Dredd thing, you know? Like,
oh my God. Actually, it was funny because you showed up, and then it led to the segment between Lesnar and Taker. And when they started going backstage, Rock and I were watching the show together, and I was like, where's Rob? Find Rob! Protect Rob! They're going everywhere!
Yeah, when they come through, I'm like, oh no, not again!
It's like, quick, hide it! So, aside from, you know, ending up on Monday Night Raw as the reaction to something that you've painted, do you have another best reaction to something that you've done this year, or is kind of Warrior's family and Connor's family at the top?
Well, those are definitely up there. Another moment that happened just a few weeks later, I was at the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion in Las Vegas, which I'll be doing a week after Mania this year, which having to do both those shows within a week might do me in. But Larry the Axe Hennig was being honored with the Lou Fez Award there. And I thought, well, this would be a great moment to live paint Kurt Hennig, Mr. Perfect. Mm-hmm. You know, the family connection there. And I didn't have any plans for the painting. I wasn't there, you know, selling or anything. It was just hanging out with a bunch of friends and letting them see what I do. And I'm working on the painting, and I start hearing what sounds like crying behind me. And I turn around, and Larry's wife, Irene, Kurt's father, and one of their daughters are hugging each other, crying, looking at the painting.
Aww.
And I'm like, well, this isn't going home with me, you know, like there's only one destination for this painting. And I worked it out with the organizers of the show that when Larry was up there, you know, giving his speech for the award, which was awesome, Larry Hennig sang for everyone. give that man a live mic and you are in for a good time. But I got up on stage and surprised the family with the painting, and Larry just snatched that thing right out of my hands and held it up over his head as proud as could be, and just kept saying, it's Mr. Perfect. It's Mr. Perfect. And the whole banquet gave us a standing applause for it, which was utterly humbling, you know, looking out and it's just a who's who of everyone.
It almost seems like you bring a catharsis to some of these families. Like you help them, you just help them get through some of this, and you bring these happy memories or these good memories to them and get them through a tough situation. Because, you know, obviously for Warrior's family, they lost him very suddenly. Same for Savage. Connor suffered for a long time. And then we all know the story of Mr. Perfect. So for them to be able to have those happy moments with your art, that's really neat.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, with, with any kind of career, especially with wrestling, you have ups and downs with the travels within that career. And having something like this that's like a permanent thing, and with the work that I put in to make it not just look like the individual but feel like them, it gives them something to you know, really like see what all that work was for. But with the Cauliflower Alley this year, and looking at the reaction we had last year, Nick Bockwinkel was heavily involved in that organization. He was their president for years. And I thought, you know, I'm ashamed to admit, I have never done a Nick Bockwinkel painting. And I thought, well, what a better time to honor his memory than to do it at the Cauliflower Alley this year. And at the banquet for the show, we'll auction off the final painting, and it will go to their benevolent fund, which exists to help out wrestlers that are, you know, that have fallen on hard times and are in need. You know, giving back to this amazing form of entertainment that has allowed me to have a career that where I can live out my dreams.
That's pretty special. That's amazing. Now, did you get to meet Nick Bockwinkel? Because you've been to the Cauliflower Owl Club a couple times. Did you ever get a chance to interact with him or meet with him before he passed away?
You know, it was just in passing. There's so many people that were wanting to catch up with him, and you know, that had a very personal relationship with him, so I didn't want to take up that time, right? But in passing, but he was, you know, just a very gracious and amazing man.
Well, that's a testament right there. So I can't wait to see. Are you going to put pictures of it out online so everybody can see it before it gets auctioned off?
Yeah. I'll be putting process shots up, and then of course we'll also have it, you know, canvas video the following week, with
awesome.
That as well.
Cause I'm not ashamed to admit that I stalk your social media, cause I love your work, as I've told you many times. So, I can't wait to see it. I'm eager. I hope everybody else is too, because it's just, I love it. I think it's great. Now I want to segue back to WrestleMania, because you're traveling down there. You're going to be at Access. Is there a match at WrestleMania that you're looking forward to this year?
Yes. The triple threat for the Divas title. These three women have busted their asses to get to this point. And it now has a gravity about it to where it feels like it might be the most important women's match in WrestleMania history. And knowing the history that these three have for five-star matches, I kind of feel sorry for everyone else on the card. Cause you know, they're going to bring it. They are going to make the most of their minutes, and they're going to send out a message that is simply two words: follow that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was going to say Sasha and Bayley had the match arguably of the year last year. Sasha and Becky have had some epic battles. All three of these women have had epic battles together. I mean, my God, in NXT, it was just amazing. So I'm with you. I hope they steal the show. I want them to steal the show.
Yeah.
Because I'm, as a female wrestling fan, to see three women like that out there representing, it's like, yes, yes, do it.
Yeah,
do
absolutely.
The thing, so.
And that we're looking at having two women's matches. I don't know if that's ever happened before.
No.
That's really exciting.
Yeah,
and that it's not
in a
just
long time.
Yeah, and that it's not just another battle royal that's thrown together and then gets cut down to 5 minutes or whatever. You know, there's a commitment here. Like I know Triple H and Stephanie are very serious about this because they have daughters, right? Mm-hmm. And they want their daughters to feel like they can be and do anything they want. And there's messages being sent with this, and it's one that I'm, as a son of a single mother, as a husband to an amazing woman, and as a brother to three sisters, I'm all about this, 100%.
Yeah. I'm ready for the women to come into their own and be important. And maybe, who knows, in a few years we'll have the women main eventing WrestleMania. I know that's several of their wishes to do. I know a lot of them actually want to do it. So the fact that they now may actually have that opportunity is just groundbreaking. I love it.
Right.
So,
I mean, you know, there's precedent for it with, especially like in UFC with Ronda Rousey, and you know, in NXT, you know, the women have main evented, and you know, if done right, Bayley coming up to the main roster, she could be something that they could build the whole brand around.
Oh yeah, Bayley. You know, Bayley's something special.
Yeah, if a parent has a daughter or even, you know, just any kid that says, you know what, I like wrestling, and the parents are like, oh, I don't know, let's watch it together, and then they see Bayley, they're like, okay, yeah, we can do this. You know, I'm on board with supporting you, being a wrestling fan. You know, it's just there. It's very real.
I agree. I think, and she sends other positive messages to the little girls because she's. I don't want to say she's unconventional because she's really not, but she's not like any other diva that they have. She is her own entity and she stands out, and it's, you can relate to her on a completely different level than you can any of the other divas. Cause you kind of look at all the other divas and they're all beautiful and they're all glamorous. And for some, you know, for a lot of women, it's like, yeah, I want to be like that. That's awesome. But for some girls, it's like, okay, I can't really relate to that. Cause I'm kind of a tomboy and I don't really go for that. And then you look at Bayley and she's just Bayley, and you're like, you just love her.
Yeah.
I mean, I challenge anybody not to love Bayley. It's impossible. You just can't.
Yeah. And it's kind of that thing with Stone Cold where it's their personality with the volume turned up. Mm-hmm. That's really her too. She's really just, you know, a great person to work and deal with.
Oh, I bet. And
yeah,
I gush over Bayley because I love Bayley, just like Becky. I love Becky. You know, I gush over the girls because it's taking me back to a time when I first started watching, and there were all these strong women. And I'm not trying to insult any of the other divas at all, but it's just, I've kind of struggled with the women's division for a long time because I've just had a hard time relating to it because I just, right, that's not who I am. And then it's, you had girls like AJ and Paige and Becky and Bayley and Sasha and Charlotte show up, and they were all different from the mold, and they all kind of broke that mold, and it was like, oh, this is awesome, where you have all these different types of girls that are there and they're all doing their own thing. And, you know, Naomi and Tamina too, you know, they're all there, and it's just like, yes, this is awesome. I love this.
Yeah, and it's opened up so many different types of matches too. You know, before, the If it was time for a Divas match, you knew what you were getting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you knew what kind of match it was going to be. And that's just, you know, the way that, and that, I don't put that on the performers. That's just the way it was. Yeah. And now it's a different kind of voice, right? Like, it, you know, you go to a concert, and like with the Divas match, it's like, okay, here's Freebird, right? Like, this is what we're going to get. We're going to hear Freebird. But now it's a wide variety of songs that you might hear.
And that's just great.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just what Triple H has done with NXT, not only on the women's side, but also the men's side too, and how he's kind of refreshing the roster and bringing in all this fantastic talent from all over the world. It's just, it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful.
And with what he's doing with the coaches down there too. My personal friend, Adam Pierce, has been brought in, and you know, they're bringing in people that have a different experience, but can bring that different perspective, to building the talent as well. You know, Adam is, you know, I think he was a 5-time NWA world champion. He's performed all over the world, and he could get over with the crowd, whether there were 50 people there or thousands, right? And mm-hmm. and he can teach that to the talent as well, right? Like, it's not like, okay, if, you know, you have the match planned out this way, but the crowd is just sitting there dead, here's some other things to put in your toolbox to maybe make them care, you know? I think that that's fascinating too, bringing these other types of experiences in to keep the product fresh overall.
And you have Sarah Del Rey on the women's side helping the girls out. You have,
oh yeah, absolutely. And have, Robbie Brooks side, you know, just a variety mm-hmm. of guys. Yeah.
And what's neat is they bring in guest trainers sometimes.
Yeah,
not all the time.
Yeah. Johnny Saint was just there, which is awesome. But yeah, I know, you know, several guys. Like, that's how Adam ended up getting there. Like, at first they were just bringing him in as a guest coach, and it became a full time thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love that there's that acknowledgement of, yes, we are WWE, but there's more out there than just us, and we accept that, and we welcome it with open arms, because there are all these people with all this knowledge and all this experience that we can benefit from, and why can't we benefit from that? I love that it's gone from that really narrow-minded view to just a wide-open playing for them, and it's so refreshing. I don't have another way to describe it. I personally love what's going on. I know a lot of people.
Oh, me too. And I was telling my wife about it and tweeted out about it on Monday during Raw. It's like, okay, here's AJ Styles versus Kevin Owens, right? It's the face of TNA versus the face of Ring of Honor in a WWE ring. What an awesome time to be a fan, right?
Yeah, when did you ever think you
And the
were
match delivered.
That?
Yeah.
Oh, God, the match delivered. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
I love Kevin Owens' feud with AJ's hair.
and bringing AJ in has utterly reinvigorated Chris Jericho. You know, like, mm-hmm. we're back to Jericho being a heel, which is so awesome, but it's against a face that he hasn't been able to do that with, that can keep up with him. And I'm loving it. I'm loving what it's doing for the product.
Was there a surprise return other than AJ that you really like? Because we've seen Shane McMahon come back. We've seen Sami Zayn come up. He got put on the shelf and now he's back. We've seen Finn Balor, Kevin Owens. I mean, so many of these guys that have come that you've heard about for years and you've never really gotten to see unless you've been on iPay-per-view or you've been going to the shows live. And now they're on your TV. I mean, was there anyone that you were really surprised at or that you were like, holy crap, that's awesome?
Well, when Samoa Joe walked out, I lost my mind. my wife, like, just, you know, got this huge grin on her face and you know, it's like texting her friend, like, you would not believe what's happening with Rob right now. Or when the Dudley boys came back together, again, just lost my mind. And now Austin Aries, which, mm-hmm. you know, that's amazing. And then, yeah, coming up in the next week with Nakamura, I don't think America is ready for what's about to happen when that guy comes in. Yeah.
Zayn versus Nakamura. Oh my God.
Right. And Samoa Joe and maybe we could get a rematch against Lesnar down the line. I mean, if you've ever seen that match, it was brutal and stiff as hell. And I look forward to what they can do now on such a big stage.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I hope America's ready. I hope the world is ready.
And the rest of the roster to step up, you know, you know, again, you got to stop playing Freebird. You got to play some other songs now. And I know they're excited for that too. It's new matches they can have. It's new styles. It's really exciting.
No, new feuds, new matches, new stories. Yeah, it's just, it's the breaking of tradition and the same old, and the turnover of the roster. And that's always an exciting time in WWE. And, well, speaking of exciting times, I have one last question for you, and then we'll let you get back to packing because I know you're super busy and you've got to get ready to go. But has there been a favorite match this year that you've seen? Can you pick just one?
Oh, that is tough. I got to go with the Iron Man between Becky and Sasha, or sorry, Bayley and Sasha. That was just a truly special thing, and there was so much phenomenal psychology in there. Like when Sasha grabbed the bow off of Izzy's head, and
oh, I know.
And Izzy just started bawling, and I saw Sasha like the weekend after that, and I asked her, you know, like, you know, well, first I told her, like, dude, that was like some of the best healing I've seen in over a decade, right? Like, that was just awesome. And she's like, Rob, my heart was breaking as soon as I saw that girl's reaction, and she's like, I immediately threw it back, but I had to stay in character. So like, if you watch, like, she throws the bow back to her, but it's like this like nonchalant, like, oh, screw you thing. But like in her mind, you know, like that's what she was trying to do, is like to make, she's like, you know, I want to upset people, but I don't want to make little kids cry.
That's being a good heel. That's being good at your job. You make little kids cry.
Yeah,
I mean, that was so next level.
and it took it to another level for me that, like, she didn't want to ruin that moment, right? Like, she still wanted to get that heat, but, you know, like, still tried to, like, stay present within all of it. You know, it just showed the level of craftsmanship that she has for what she does. But, yeah, you know, just the physicality of that match and the cardio and training they had to have to do that, it was a pleasure to watch, and it made me proud to be a wrestling fan and proud to be associated with the company when I watched that.
And so just everybody knows, in case you didn't hear, Sasha did make it up to Izzy. I think she I think she gave Izzy her flowers. I think that's what she did.
Yeah, she did. That's right, yeah.
But after the show, when nobody was watching.
Right.
But, okay. Well, yeah, that was a great match.
It was one of those that, again, you know, put out the message, like, we're here and we're to be taken seriously. I love that.
Well, they gave him that moment where we're going to make you the main event, because I think they couldn't deny the reaction from Brooklyn. Because Bailey and Sasha went out there and they were like, okay, all right, follow this.
Yeah.
And they had that match. And then Owens and Balor had to follow that.
And they put on a stellar match, you know, but it definitely took the thunder away from them. I'd heard, like, way back in the day, it was Bull Nakano, and I can't remember who she was facing. It was another gal from Japan. They had a 5-star match, and it was just on, you know, like, Raw in the early days. And this is back when Raw was taped. And the legend has it, you know, I'm not confirming anything because I haven't confirmed it myself, but the legend has it that the guys on the card went straight to Vince and were like, hey, we can't have that anymore. We can't keep up with that. And that's why for such a long time, it was, you know, like, it was changed with how for a while, you know, women weren't even wrestling on the show. And then, you know, came back with, you know, a different approach. And I'm glad now that feeling has passed. And that now we can have these stellar matches. And hey, if they go on last, then that's fine, right? Like, as long as the fans are engaged and they're buying the merchandise, what's wrong with that, right?
Right. Well, I mean, and again, it's that acknowledgement that, okay, well, we can't run from this. We can't say, oh, well, you know, it was a flop, because it was trending. Everybody was talking about it. It was the talk of SummerSlam weekend. I mean, whenever you talk about SummerSlam, it's Brooklyn, Bailey and Sasha. You can't not talk about it, because it was just that good. And you go back and you watch it, and it's just such a special match. And again, you go back and you watch the Iron Woman match, and it's such a special match. And the fact that it was the main event and they got to make history, because a lot of people, they talk about it in NXT and on the DVDs and everything, that Bailey and Sasha and Charlotte and Becky and all the other women in NXT pushed to get this, where basically they said, we can do this. We know we can do this. Just give us the chance.
Yeah,
and they did.
We'll earn it. Yeah.
And they're proving it right now, every day.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a huge fan, both personally and just as a viewer.
Yeah, I don't mean to gush. I'm sorry. I'm really passionate about it, because, again, for me as a female fan, it's to go years and years and years and not have this and wish that the women had the same opportunity, and now that they're getting it, it's just, it blows my mind and it makes me so happy.
Yeah. So yeah, me too. You know, it brings back, you know, good memories of Trish and Molly Holly, which I always thought those, you know, everyone talks about Trish and Lita, but for me it was Trish and Molly. Like, I always felt they just tore it down whenever they had a match. And you know, of course, Victoria in there. You know, there were great moments, and, you know, sometimes they were, you know, given the prominence they needed. But now it's one of those things where it's like the fans are ready for it too. I'm loving it. I'm loving being a part of it. I love that I get to do paintings that celebrate that. And, you know, like my recent one of Bailey Dunall, Art Nouveau, Alphonse Mucha. Mm-hmm. I love that I had the opportunity to do that and that there was such a great reaction to it.
That was special. That was beautiful. I remember seeing the start sketch of it, and I was like, oh, he's doing Art Nouveau. I know what this is. And got super excited. But, well, if you see any of them from me, tell them I said thank you. Because as a fan, they are making this so much more fun. But I don't want to hold you up. I know you got stuff to do. So, Rob, I want to say thank you very much for coming on with us today. Greatly appreciate it. Everybody, check out Rob Schomburger this weekend at WrestleMania Access, where he will be live painting the WrestleMania main event. And check him out next weekend in Las Vegas for the Cauliflower Alley Club reunion, where he will be doing a live painting of Nick Bockwinkel. So,
it's going to be cool.
It's going to be awesome. Check it out. So, Rob, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks again for having me on the show. I enjoy it every time.
Once again, a huge thank you to Rob Schomburger for joining us. I know he's super busy, and as we speak, he's probably on his way down to WrestleMania right now. So safe travels to you, Rob. If you're in the Dallas area and you are going to WrestleMania and you're going to Access, tell Rob we said hi. Visit him, check out his amazing artwork, buy prints, support him. He is just, I don't have enough words to describe how much I love Rob and his work. So please check him out, support him. He's just awesome.
Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Rob Schomburger.
Yes, or Tumblr.
To follow at Rob Schomburger on Tumblr.
There you go. There you go. We got your stuff, Rob. But on that note, I think we are done with this portion of WrestleMania week. Everybody, don't forget to check out the main show on Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on wildtalkradio.com, where we are going to be talking all things WrestleMania and NXT TakeOver. We're going to break down the matches for you. We're going to give you our opinions, our picks. We're going to fill you in once again on the contest. If you want to find out more information on that, go to wildtalkradio.com. And where else?
You can, best place to go is to go to facebook.com/group/wildtalkradio. The official pick sheet is there. Sign up, be a part of the fun that is the WTR WrestleMania Pick'em Challenge presented by DK Publishing, where you can win a copy of Hustle, Loyalty, Respect, The World of John Cena, presented by DK Publishing.
There you go. So everybody, please enter for that. Rules, pick sheet, it's all on Facebook. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you on Thursday. Bye. Hello, friends.